Sophie Cortez is in her final semester at BYU-Idaho and will earn her degree in vocal performance. Tomorrow, Saturday, October 9th, Cortez will perform in her senior recital where she will be accompanied by Anna Dunford McCombe. We recorded our interview in the lounge of our apartment building.
I feel like singing is almost like going to a counselor, and it's just taught me so much about myself.
Cortez grew up in a family that wasn't very musical. Her mother called her a prodigy because of how much she loved music. Cortez plays the piano and violin along with her formal training in opera singing.
Because ever since I was like super little, I wanted to play the violin. So when I was in third grade, she bought me like a $20 one from a garage sale. And I just walked around the house like trying to play it. So then in fifth grade, I actually learned how. And then my goal back then was to learn every instrument. And so in sixth grade, I learned the cello and the bass, and then I started teaching myself piano in eighth grade. And throughout that whole time, I just always sang. Because I feel like in a family with so many kids, with eight kids, like it can be hard to find like what's special about you. And so I feel like that's my thing.
Cortez decided to pursue vocal performance in college because of her high school choir teacher.
I was preparing for a regional audition, and I had never gotten like private voice lessons before, and so she was like the only person that would like really help me prepare for those things. And she like randomly said, I was a senior, and she was like, what are you gonna major in like in college? And I was like, probably like chemistry, I'm thinking. Like, I had no idea what I wanted to do. And she was like, well, you have to do vocal performance. And I didn't even know what that was. So yeah, I was so worried. So I like seriously talked to her about it. I was like, do you really think that I have something? Like, do you really think I can do it? And she was like, yeah, like you definitely could. So then I just tried it. I told myself I could go back if I wanted to, but like it worked out fine.
After she graduates, Cortez plans on teaching private vocal, piano, and violin lessons and wants to use the teaching tools she learned at BYU-Idaho to elevate her students' learning from simply learning how to play music to learning how to love music like she does.
The whole reason I went into this major was because I thought it was like a good mom job. Music theory, I was not ever like, was never my strong suit. Obviously, school helped a lot. But so that's what was cool, was looking at like, wow, like look at this chord, just this chord says so much about why like they lined it up with this word. It's crazy like how much you can find within the music. Like I feel like my piano teacher was always really good. Like I never played classical music, but she always seemed to be good with like, why do you think they did this? Like different things like that that really get you to think and get you to like play it differently than just plunking out the notes. Because I feel like it does open up like a completely different world of music. Like if you actually are able to look at what key it's in and like the different chords that they've laid underneath, like it completely changes your perspective on things rather than just looking at the surface level.
Cortez has been in several ensembles at BYU-Idaho, but cites Vocal Union as her favorite.
And it's just because, like, I love jazz, and this is, like, my one, like, chance to, like, be associated with this. It's totally different than the kind of dynamic that is in the larger choirs, because we get to know each other so well. And so, like, we get so close with each other, and, like, just know each other so well, know each other's voices, and it's just, like, all about blending. We have to learn to breathe together, kind of, like, conduct ourselves, because we don't have someone up there to conduct us.
In her recital tomorrow, Cortez will sing a selection of modern and classical pieces. For example, she will perform Mein Herr Marquis from Johann Strauss II's Die Fledermaus.
My character that I'll be in the song is Adele, and it's called her laughing song. And so I actually laugh throughout the song, which is kind of weird. Like, it's not very common. But she is disguised at a party, and the person who she is like the chambermaid for, her husband is also at the party disguised, and he recognizes her. So she tries to laugh it off throughout the song, like, I could never be a servant, what are you talking about? And just laughing to try to laugh it off. She's very sassy and confident, so she's a funny character to play.
And Monica's waltz from the modern opera, The Medium, by Giancarlo Menotti, where she plays two characters, Monica and Toby.
And so in the song, Toby is mute. I play Monica, obviously, but then I also sing, like, what Toby, she believes, is thinking. And so he's like confessing her love to her in the song, but it's her singing it since he can't speak. So it's very interesting because I have to be like almost two characters, but I have to be a character that's playing the other character. It's kind of complex.
Cortez's recital will be held tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock p.m. in the Snow Recital Hall. It will also be live-streamed from the BYU-Idaho Live Events page. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Wallace Moulton.